You want to connect with Radio for Winners? Follow us on Twitter at Radio for Winners. Send us an email, rfwshow@gmail.com. Follow us on Facebook at Radio for Winners. Or take a look at our website at www.radioforwinners.com.
Good to see you.
Good to see you, Don.
I like seeing you guys.
Good to see you as well.
Why don't you move?
Hey, good to see Tony. Good to see Don. It's good to see everybody.
We haven't seen each other in a while.
This should really be the intro.
We want winners here.
You smell like a winner.
From days of long ago. From uncharted regions of the universe.
Right! We can't have anyone freak out there, okay?
Well, we better get on with it.
Broadcasting live, it's Radio for Winners. Here are your hosts, Tony, Jeremy, and Don.
Right. Here's what I'm going to tell you. Here's what I'm going to lay out.
No, I'm not. I'm going to die afterwards, but I could beat you until I drop dead.
Here's what I'm going to lay out. In a short sprint, I bet I can beat both of you.
How short of a sprint? And do you let us know?
10 feet, 20 feet.
See, I think you could beat us in a sprint where you're not telling us that we're sprinting. And you just get there first, and you're like, I beat you guys.
Beat you guys to a sprint.
Well, based off of my jogging, 2/10 of a mile max.
Well, based on my latest diet this past 2 weeks, you guys could probably beat me in a sprint.
Why are you regressing?
I've lost motivation. I don't know why. Just kind of floated away. I think it's because I tried to run as fast as I could a couple of weeks ago.
I guess some fat guy that challenged you to a sprint.
and it wasn't as fast as I thought I would be at.
I tried to run
point.
As fast as I could, but I found out that was slower than my fastest time.
I thought I would just blend in and become this blur that goes through the speed of light, but it turns out I just looked really sweaty and gross somehow, by the side of the highway.
Somehow I got slower in the last 2 months.
Well, if you don't run, you're going to get slower, Tony.
I've been running, though. That's the problem.
You run 3 miles a day.
3 miles a day.
On a treadmill or actually out?
Both.
You carry that backpack thing?
I've done that
the weighted vest.
Twice.
Oh, I'm
sorry. That twice. People look at me like I'm a psycho.
That has nothing to do with the vest.
Yeah, because they call you Columbine. Here you come running through the forest with a bulletproof vest on, running down the woods.
Ah, it's in the street.
A trench coat.
Yeah. Yeah, all the schools go on lockdown because here comes the neighbor with his flap jacket on, ready to barricade himself inside any sort of high school that he can get to.
Listen, it's going to make me stronger in the long run.
Pervert.
So because you weren't running at the speed of light, now you're depressed and you're going to just not work out.
I'm just going to eat donuts and eat pizza.
You should take up smoking.
Take up smoking.
Well, you can lose a lot of weight if you start smoking.
I know. That's the problem is that I've quit smoking. I think I came out here and weighed myself the other day. I think I might be gaining a little bit of weight.
But you don't look like you've gained any weight yet.
I don't think that I have, but I think I'm right there on the cusp of just like just exploding.
Well, if you hang out with me more, guaranteed to happen.
What are you doing tomorrow for breakfast?
Probably eating Alito's pizza. I'll stop on the way in, grab Alito's, drive to work, eat it in the passenger seat. A lot of traffic on 495.
They fit very well in the front passenger seat
because
they're square.
You got a 14, the 14-inch, the medium, fits right there. Right
they never
the
cut corners, that Lito's Pizza.
How about that?
Another episode of Radio for Winners, Tony, Jeremy, and Don.
And our new sponsor, Lito's Pizza. Never cut corners.
Lito's Pizza is square because they never cut corners. Eat Lito's Pizza today.
If we could get one large out of them a week, I would totally have them sponsor us.
I would do
You
it.
Wouldn't tell us, though. You would just secretly get a large pizza.
I like how he just said, if they would just totally give us a large pizza a week, I would totally let them sponsor us. There's a line of people that were like, you know what? I'm not sure.
You know, I'm sorry, Microsoft. I don't support what you do.
I'm
so
sorry.
We're not taking your
I'm
money.
Sorry, Google. Your color scheme doesn't seem to flow very well with my podcast.
I don't like this government using your search engine information, so
no.
You're out of here.
Sorry about that, Cisco, and your fancy schmancy routers and computer equipment.
But Lito's will let you be our sponsor.
Lito's, you just give me a free large pizza on a weekly
basis. And we'll
basis.
Let you let us use your name.
I will let you maybe sponsor our show.
I got a friend that's on Facebook, and he's doing...
That's the whole story.
He's doing insanity now.
I have a friend. He's on Facebook.
Is his name Lito?
He's doing insanity, and he's like posting pictures of himself, and he's like, day one down, day two. And
this is you in like a year.
But he's been doing it for like 2 weeks, but all this changes. He got his hair cut shorter, and he's like, I've lost
new
fat.
Tattoos, but he doesn't anything else.
Tony's jealous.
He's just a fat mess.
Don't you think?
Is he really a fat mess, though?
Yeah, this guy's... disgraceful.
So if he's, is he like really, really fat?
He looks like just like a lot of sadness in the picture.
But that's you years ago.
That's me like 2 weeks ago.
Yeah, but
about?
Why can't you be happy for somebody and try to root them on?
No, I don't like being happy for people. I don't think
he's not even kidding.
The other day. For example, I saw I was walking into work today and there's this guy and he's like waving over his friend. His friend starts running towards him. And he's like, hey, you don't have to run. And I was just filled with disdain.
Because he had a friend?
I just annoyed the guys. The guy's like, hey, I need the exercise. He's like, no, you don't. You don't need the exercise, you dick. You're just an awful person.
Tony wiped the ranch dressing off his chin. Finished chewing the chicken
finished
wing.
Finished his donut full of ranch dressing.
Disgusting. I'm going to try to gain back 70 pounds as fast as possible. I want to go ahead and do it in 3 weeks.
I want to see if I can die in the process.
You can't be happy for anybody. Like, no. You came a long way.
No.
From where you were
a few years ago. It's a couple hours.
Well, that's true.
It was a long drive. But you've come a long way from where you were to where you are today, and you can't be happy for other people.
No.
Well, good for you.
That's because Tony lives in misery.
It depends on their method. For example, if you lose 100 pounds and you do it by juicing, and then you go on and you post about how great juicing is, and then you condemn other diets, and you're like, oh, juicing is the key to everything, then no, I'm not going to be happy for you, and I hope you gain all your weight back.
Jeremy, as a side note, because Tony can't hear us, didn't Tony...
I don't think you understand how these microphones work.
Oh, they work that way?
Okay. I turned off on Tony's microphone, so he can't hear us.
He can't hear us, right?
Yeah.
Didn't he do the same thing? He'd come over and talk to us about the paleo diet and
talk to us about all these diets.
He's like, man, these diets that I'm on are the best diets ever. Nobody else should be. How can you hear
me? I'm pretty
sure
the paleo diet is not, in fact, the best diet ever, Tony.
There's been a recent study that might
by the Paleo Corporation.
Well, if so, they've done a poor study. I'm pretty sure that study does not look at paleo very highly.
There actually was a study of diets released late last year, like the top 38 diets of the year or so.
Top 38 diets.
And paleo finished dead last.
Because it's frankly crap. Because
it's really not.
Because cavemen ate other things than those. They ate lots of breads. They ate grains.
I mean, the diet itself is a stupid premise with the whole caveman. But I mean, you're talking about vegetables and lean meat. What's wrong with that?
Well, you know, cavemen used to eat rocks, and they're pretty sure
that's not true.
Well, maybe
it's Don's scientific fact of the day. Cavemen used to eat rocks.
I think that they did, and when they ate their rocks, it caused organs to shut down, and then they just died. So maybe you should just shut down some of your organs
but maybe that's not true.
Just listen to me for a second. Get rid of some of your organs, and you can lose weight faster.
Don reads to his kids.
He does. That's the only way he can read.
I don't read otherwise. Paleo is a great diet. It's just it's not sustainable if you like to eat pizza and donuts, which I do. Everyone does.
Everyone likes pizza and donuts.
But other people do other diets. You're not happy for them.
No.
Have you ever been...
In fact, you used to juice, Tony.
Have you been happy for anybody
in your entire life?
Remember
that whole month where all you ate was like some lemon juice you put in the fridge with pepper in it?
That wasn't juicing. That was a cleanse.
Whatever. You lived on juice and beer.
That was the Master Cleanse diet, which was a fantastic Master Cleanse. The only problem, though...
Did you drink it or did you have to shoot it up your...
Well, I shot it out of something later on. Oh. Hey, yeah, right.
Hey!
But it was a diet that you're not supposed to eat buffalo wings afterwards, and I did, and then I was in the bathroom.
What kind of diet did you look up? It says, please don't eat buffalo wings directly after
it's
this diet.
It's kind of solid food. It's not just buffalo wings.
But that's all we ate, if you don't remember. We lived entirely on buffalo wings and
I thought maybe Miller we should
Lite.
Go back and visit that old place.
I don't know if I could go back and revisit that
time
frame.
We should just go.
I don't know if I can afford to pay for the food there. It's kind of expensive.
Oh, is it?
Wait, yeah. do you mean go back to Heroes?
No, Rafters.
Rafters is no longer there.
I know it's not there, but go back to the place that's there.
It's not the same. Oh. The Heroes is basically the same, but it's 1,000 times more expensive.
Why?
I guess that someone's actually charging for what they're really selling now. But I went there with some friends maybe a year ago, and I mean, it's not like I got, you know, shit hammered. I ate one meal, and I had some beers, and it was $100.
Oh.
Yeah, it was awful.
I don't like that.
Well, a good selection of beers, though. Heroes. Minneapolis.
Very good. So, again...
Another sponsor.
Get back... Have you been happy for anybody in your entire life?
Yes.
Who?
Don't say yourself.
Well, you're going to put me on the spot.
Don't say your wife. Although you should say your wife.
Well, are you talking about in terms of fitness and health? What?
In anything, Tony. Happy? You're not happy for anybody.
I am happy for some of my friends who are having success in their career.
You're not.
I'm not.
You're really not.
You just want them to come on and do interviews.
Oh, man. Who am I happy
No, he
for?
Really, what he wants him to do is to call him up and say, hey, you know, we've got a guest spot. I need you to come down and.
Whenever my friends have kids, I'm happy for their.
No, you're not. Yeah, you just told my kids that Santa Claus didn't exist.
Yeah, well, that's because he doesn't.
I really hope your kids don't listen to the show.
What about you, Don? Are you happy for anybody?
I am. I'm very happy.
You're not.
I'm a very happy guy.
I'm an extremely happy guy.
You're not an extremely happy guy.
I think you would love to be an extremely happy guy. You just don't know how to be an extremely happy guy.
That's true.
The fact of the matter is that you could be an extremely happy guy if you just decided not to give a crap. But the problem is that you care too much.
I care too much.
That's really not the problem. I think he's just a miserable human being.
Or that.
I'm pretty miserable.
You know, we touched on this before. I forgot why. Maybe it was about our dads not doing podcasts all day or something.
Oh, yeah.
Not being us. Do you think they were as miserable as we are?
Yeah, my dad used to wash his car a lot.
Yeah. Did he not have a car? It was just an empty garage with a case of beer?
No, he used to go, I'm going over to my mom's house. And he would go over there, and because we didn't have a garage or a driveway at the time, and he would just go over to his mother's house and wash his car. But some reason, it took him like 10 hours to wash his car. And I think it was just a way for him to, like, get away.
To not be there.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So sometimes I'd get up at, like, 6 in the morning. My dad would be downstairs in the basement in the dark just smoking cigarettes.
Yeah.
And that was kind of weird. No
my
lights.
Dad built a separate partition in our basement when we were lived in Wisconsin, and it was just so he could smoke alone in a room. And we weren't allowed in that room.
God, I missed that.
And then when I eventually got back there, I figured it was going to be, like, you know, this room that it's full of things I shouldn't do. It's literally just like a folding chair and a book and 1,000 cigarette butts.
One of those woven folding chairs with the basket weave.
It was nice. It was nice. But now I understand. At the time, I thought it was weird. But now I'm like, you know what? I wish I had a room walled off with a chair and a bunch of cigarette butts.
God, I wish I had that.
Well, you have this garage, Don.
Yeah, but I don't smoke anymore. I wish I did that, too.
Oh, well, okay.
Sons of bitches.
You still haven't smoked, huh?
No.
It's been what? I guess, what day is it? The 20th or 18th? I don't know what day
it is. Whatever
it is. But you haven't smoked once. Good for you.
No.
Congratulations.
Thank you. Again, I'm getting fat.
Very good. Well, you know, if you're getting fat, I believe Tony's going to sign up for a Spartan race pretty soon.
All right.
How about that?
Look at that segue.
Yeah, it'll be my third race of the year.
All right. Are you going to be able to run it? Are you going to be able to run fast?
I don't think so. I think
lightning fast?
I think I'm done working out.
You're just going to wing it and show up like I do, finish the race, and then can't walk for 2 weeks?
Well, the problem is I have a race in March, so I have to start getting back into the swing of things. And then I have the race with the bet in May. And then in August, I'm going to do that Spartan race that I did last year that was in the mountain.
How depressing is his summer coming up? I'm not excited about anything that he has coming up this summer.
Summer sounds terrible.
I'm like, I'm going to the Outer Banks for 2 weeks, going on a cruise. We're going here. We're going there.
Where are you
going
on a cruise to?
We're going on a cruise.
And where, though?
On a boat.
Okay. This was a good conversation. Sometimes we go to Caribbean cruises.
We're going to the Caribbean. We're going to the Caribbean. Yeah.
We're going to a cruise. Where? On a boat. Where? Off a dock. Okay. At a harbor. In the ocean.
It was a Baltimore harbor cruise.
Is it a whole family?
You just go out and back in.
We're at a Lady Baltimore.
It's going to be great.
Is it just you or is it the entire family?
No,
it's just done.
It's just me. I'm going on the Bud Light cruise. Just me on
just
the Bud
John
Light
John on
cruise.
A gay cruise.
Yep. No, we're going on a family cruise. Taking the kids.
That sounds horrible.
It could be great. It could be extremely horrible.
I mean, just not going on vacation with your family. I actually like going on vacation with my family. But then even at, like, a beach house, it ends up being 9 hours of trying to get everyone ready to do something. And then you finally do it for an hour. One kid cries and you leave. So... how is being on a boat where you can't go anywhere going to work out?
It's a Disney cruise.
Okay.
So there's going to be a lot of things for kids to do.
What are you going to do?
I am hopefully going to be left alone.
There's no way that happens.
There's not a chance of that.
No.
Me at a pool with a drink.
Just dancing?
Me and Daisy Duck sitting there in a lounge chair and just dancing.
It's going to be nice.
It's going to be nice. Chances are I'll be running around from this side of the ship to that side of the ship. Keeping
chasing
track of
children.
One of my three kids.
Right.
While I help that everybody else that goes with us enjoys their vacation. Happy cruising. Happy cruising. But yeah, you sound like you got an action-packed coming up summer.
I have nothing.
Full of events, full of running, full of just life. Full of life.
You know, we're kind of in saving mode at the moment, so we're not really doing anything fun.
that's our policy.
Races.
I'm saving that for when I get older and can't enjoy fun.
What are you? You're saving for like housing?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. But you can't find other like cheap things to do, like, you know, like let's go to the beach for like a week.
No.
No.
Actually, I think I might
camping.
I think I'm supposed to go on this like this friends kind of vacation thing that I do every year, and I don't know. Really
which
want...
one are you, David Schwimmer, or are you?
they just rent a cabin and they go through all the seasons of Friends.
I don't really.
And then they have trivia questions every night about the episodes they
really
saw that
like
day.
Hanging out with the other couple though.
And they all do this karaoke.
See, you
version
can't
of the
be
theme
happy for anybody.
I don't. I mean, they're nice people, but I just.
But you're not. That's the problem.
I'm not. And then I got to hang out with them. And then, like, I like to. There's a portion of the day that I like to be by myself completely.
That is what we call daytime.
I was going to say that would be the hours of 6 a.m. to 12 a.m.
No, about 8 o'clock. When the sun goes down, you want dinner. He wants some people around, and then he wants to go to sleep.
But he only wants people around to make him the food so he doesn't have to do it. And then once the food is made and it's on the table, he can turn around and leave. He doesn't want to engage anybody in that conversation.
I don't want to talk to people.
No. God, he's miserable.
I kind of want to go to an Indian buffet tomorrow. I do. I kind of just want to go there and have like
Indian food.
Of food.
I want to go to an Indian buffet tomorrow and
get some fries,
some Chinese food, maybe some French fries, some goldfish snack crackers.
Could you make me a hamburger, please?
Indian style.
I don't know what that means.
I don't either, but I get it at the Indian buffet.
It feels so good. Chana masala all mashed up into a patty.
Yummy.
I'd eat that, actually. That sounds really good.
Let's turn events. Current events.
Sounds like...
We need a little bit better segue there.
Oh.
Guess what it's time for, Tone?
Actually, this ties in nicely to Indian food and the talk about how you can't stop eating because
it's time for
Radio
events!
Winner for Winners and the News.
Hey!
This is the segment each week where we come up with a couple news events that we find very interesting. We'll tell you all about them and our thoughts on them. We don't talk about anything you want to hear about. If you want to hear that, watch CNN.
Ah, you missed it.
I did miss it.
A little
Sorry.
Too short there.
I got excited.
Yeah.
Sorry.
I think I rushed it, and then he got...
You didn't do it. You're not good at the segues.
You know, I don't think anyone here is really very good at
I'm segues. Amazing at them. You didn't give me a chance.
I think I'm a good close second.
I'm having an off show, which happens...
The news story number one is actually the biggest news story we've ever broken.
All right.
It's not about the school shooting. It's not about Bridgegate. Don't care about any of those things.
No.
Pizza Hut is going to start selling slices... By the slice.
Get out of town.
Not whole pies like they currently do. Also, I'd never call a pizza a pie. But they don't sell whole pizzas. They're going to start selling pizzas by the slice.
Now, wait a minute. Now, let me ask you this question. Have you ever been to a lunch buffet at Pizza Hut?
Yes, but they don't sell it by the slice.
Yes,
they
do.
They sell the buffet.
Yeah, at the buffet, there is pizza by the slice
right,
at the buffet.
You don't buy a slice. You buy the buffet.
Yeah, you buy the buffet.
Right. I didn't say they aren't serving pizza by the slice. Now they're selling it. You can go in. You can say, I want to buy one slice of pizza, sir, and they will sell it to you.
One slice of pizza.
Right.
Okay. All right.
That's their idea to compete.
Are they competing with the $5 hot and ready at the Little Caesars?
It's hard to compete with that, except that the $5 hot and ready will cause you to shit all night. So chances are you might want to go to Pizza Hut.
Mm.
What is the pizza place? It's like a just a line of pizzas?
CC's Pizza.
CC's. Oh,
$5, all you can eat. And the pizzas are kind of gross.
Oh, they're disgusting.
The regular cheese is okay.
Do you ever wonder where recycled cardboard goes to?
It goes to CC's Pizza.
It goes straight to CC's Pizza. Little sauce and some cheese on top of that. Here you go, sir.
Well, the best is the pizzas that they sell that aren't just cheese and sauce, which is what you'd want. It's like
pineapple.
Oh no, they have one that was taco pizza instead of sauce. It's sour cream all over
it.
That made me want to die inside.
Nice.
That was horrible. I didn't eat it because I don't like sour cream.
They had one of those. I think the Cactus Willies down here in the Glen Burn.
Oh, is that still there?
I think it shut down and became a CC's Pizza.
Wow. Well, I would not go to CC's Pizza
no.
unless you want to spend the rest of the weekend hanging out in your bathroom.
So if you had to rank your top three, you got your Domino's, your Papa John's.
You're talking about main chains or individual like independent pizza places?
We'll talk about the big three, and then we'll start talking about some individual ones. What are your big three?
Why is the FCC not as concerned about wireless licenses? As much as about competition in the pizza realm. I think that we need more competition in the pizza world from the three.
Well, there's
chains.
A lot because you can start your own pizza place. I could start our Radio for Winners pizza that just buys Lito's pizza and sells
chain.
It for more expensive.
Need a big chain.
What did you do? Is that going to come across?
No, it shouldn't come across. Okay. I think he's just messing with the headphones. All right, so we're going to say the big three are Domino's, Pizza Hut, and Papa John's. Is that what we're going to say?
I guess we're not going to count CeCe's in that, but
no.
Sure.
All right, so which is your favorite? Rank them in the order of the top three.
Best to worst.
All right, I can give you mine.
Go.
Okay. I'm going to say Domino's, Pizza Hut, and then Papa John's.
All right. Tony.
Sorry. My headset's going in.
Sorry. I wasn't paying attention.
I'm going to try to come up, and fix that. Go ahead.
Domino's, Papa John's.
I can't believe you guys would choose Domino's first.
And then Pizza Hut.
I think Domino's has gotten a lot better. With
I go with Pizza Hut first, then Domino's, then Papa John's. I think Papa John's tastes good, but I... if I eat a slice of Papa John's, I will not finish that slice before I have to go to the bathroom.
See, we ate Papa John's so much in high school that it became just like a horrible, horrible. I can't eat it anymore. I just don't like it. And the novelty was the dipping sauce. Yeah, you get the dipping sauce. But I think Domino's has done a good job of reforming their image. Their pizza tastes a little bit better. I just like the pizza.
Look at that.
It's crappy
pizza.
So do
you think that selling the slice, the pizza by the slice, is going to turn their business around?
Absolutely not. Because I'm not going there to buy a pizza by the slice. I'm going there to get a whole pizza.
Well, right,
because
they're
not
going there.
But
anyway,
they're not. Where do you go to get a pizza by the slice? You go into a mall. And right now, that's on lockdown by Sbarro's.
Yeah, but that's the worst pizza ever.
It is.
Sbarro's is
like
the worst.
I used to like their pizza.
Well, you haven't had it recently. It is like eating a butthole with pizza.
I just remember
on
being
it.
Really, really expensive.
It's not, really expensive, it's and it's not good.
$13 slice.
And they don't reheat it, so they just give you this like lukewarm piece of.
And
like,
you can
light.
Tell the last time that you were at a Sbarro's because they don't talk that way anymore.
What? No.
There's no Italians working at a Sbarro's.
There's never been an Italian working at a Sbarro's in the Maryland area. No chance.
There's not a chance.
I still vote
maybe
Lito's.
A Spaniard, Tony.
Better luck finding an Italian working at an Indian buffet than an Italian working at Sbarro's in
true.
A mall. Just saying.
I would go with Lito as number one, just overall pizza.
That's not a chain.
Well, I know, but well, it is a chain. There's
okay.
a lot of Litos.
All right, that's fine.
But I don't know
but
if it's national.
But that wasn't in there, yeah.
I assume that it's national.
Go ahead. We were going to keep it to the three.
I
right,
decided to expand.
Well, you're an ass.
Pizza is trying to expand by selling slices. And I think that's not going to help them at all. But I did think that would help us discuss pizza.
It's good breaking
now,
news.
Are you guys a big Chicago pizza fan, or are you versus
New
York? New
York style, more
choose?
Over Chicago. But I do
I
like a big Chicago pizza.
Like an Uno's?
Yeah, yeah but Uno's fan. Is like, you know, that's like saying Pizza Hut is the best pizza on earth. Uno's
well,
is like the,
it's
the
a chain.
Lamest
yeah.
Chicago style pizza. But it's good. It's good.
No way. Terrible. That restaurant sucks.
Uno's. terrible, terrible restaurant.
One more sponsor gone. Uno's. Don't
got
eat
it.
At Uno's.
Man,
not
they were
an
right,
RFW
they were right
sponsor.
Here at the door, too.
I've never gone
sorry,
there.
And
I thought it was the card sorry, game. I'm Uno's. So disappointed.
I've never gone there and didn't end up in the bathroom an hour afterwards.
Yeah, I haven't had a problem with Uno's, but I do think that their Chicago-style pizza is kind of the worst of the pizzas, but it's not bad.
Where else do you get Chicago-style pizza?
Chicago.
Anywhere closer than Chicago?
I'm sure there are other places that sell Chicago-style pizza.
Indian
but
buffet.
Not right here.
Moving on. What other topics do we have on the... do we have anything else?
I
is that
another,
it?
That was it. That was our reporters of the news. I do have another topic.
We do?
It's also going to be very important for us and the Radio 4 Winners audience.
I love it. Here we go.
A study's been done that shows that heavy drinking in your midterm life leads to memory loss when you're older. This is bad news for all of us, as we might have done a little bit of heavy drinking from the time we were 8 until yesterday. Yeah, apparently if you have more than 2.5 drinks a day is considered heavy drinking, which is bad news for me because I consider that breakfast. And that means if you've had more than 2.5 drinks a day, you may have sped up your memory loss by over 6 years.
What am I doing here again?
Exactly.
Hey, everybody.
Hey, yeah. Welcome to Radio for Winners.
My memory's already horrible.
That is bad news. So
I have terrible memory.
Figured everybody would want to know that.
You don't remember the times that you run through the forest with that flap jacket on.
Hey, now. I don't.
And I have a third story.
Oh, wait a minute.
I do.
That's a story in and of itself.
There's been a study where heavy drinking in midlife men speeds up your memory loss. Turns out if you drink more than 2.5 drinks a day, you may lose up memory up to 6 years and a lot of your short-term memory. That's bad news for all of us. It's the cheesiest thing ever.
That
love
was
it.
Fantastic.
I love it. Thank you very much.
Oh, I love Radio for Winners. It's my favorite
show. Did anyone watch the Golden Globes?
I watched the beginning of the Golden Globes.
I didn't watch any of the Golden Globes, but I did like the coverage later where E! Network was putting on fun facts during the show. But it turns out whoever wrote the fun facts is probably a smart ass.
Is that like pop-up video?
Yes, except it was on their coverage for the red carpet. So it would come by and be like, you know, Julia Roux Dreyfus used to be in Seinfeld. And then, but when Michael J. Fox walked down, it said, fun fact, Michael J. Fox has Parkinson's disease.
That is a fun fact. Hey, funny fact,
fun
that
fact.
Guy shakes.
That's terrible. Fun fact, alcohol kills more people every year than train accidents and lightning strikes.
Well,
combined.
I think we proved that the people that work at E! Are drinking a little too much with their memories.
During the Golden Globes.
During the Golden Globes. I did like the Amy Poehler and I thought they did a good Tina job. Fey. Tina Fey at the beginning. I thought they did a good job.
I'm sure if I watched it, I would have thought so too.
I just watched the beginning, and once we get into the awards, it's... But that if you got to watch an award show, that's the more fun one to watch because they're all drunk and they're all having a good time anyway. So.
No, I like to watch the theater awards.
Oh, the they're called Tonys.
Yeah, I don't know what they are. I don't watch any of that stuff.
Apparently, I know.
Hey, you watched the new American Idol?
No.
It started this week as well. See, I figured you would because you seem like a big Harry Connick Jr. fan.
I do love Harry Connick Jr.
I knew that without... I didn't honestly know that, but I thought if there's one person I know that loves Harry Connick Jr., it's Don.
Wow. Show me predictability.
That was his second cassette album that he owned. Elvira number one, Harry Connick Jr. number two.
I owned several Harry Connick Jr. CDs. Several. He's a genius musician. He's been playing since he was like 8 or 9. He's very good. He's very good. He's more talented than you.
I don't.
Not at the radio. Clearly not. Have you heard this show? We're amazing.
It's true.
There's a news segment.
Oh.
Oh yeah, I did want to introduce a new segment.
Wait a minute. We're not going to do the same thing over again where we read the brain cell thing, right?
No.
Okay.
No.
We have a new segment.
We have a new segment. Oh, I don't have...
I wish I could forget this episode.
Keep bringing it.
If we could just forget we've ever done a radio show after today.
What's a new segment?
So the idea is going to be that every week we get a question from our listeners.
Oh.
And we answer it.
It's like now a listener...
How can they send in questions?
They can send questions either on our Facebook page... Or through Twitter at Radio for Winners. They could send us an email at rfwshow@gmail.com.
Or make up an email address like Jeremy just did.
Or just make up one,
rfwshow@gmail.com. All right.
Those are the best ways to get a hold of us. Or you could just call me since everyone that listens to the show has my cell phone.
Is this
number.
Like a listener? it's like a listener mailbag.
It's listener mail, but it's not a comment, it's a question. So you can ask anything you want. And we'll pick one of these questions every week and answer it.
Who's picking the questions?
Right now, I'm the only person with a question, so this week I picked the question.
Okay, all right.
All right, and then after you send in a question, go to iTunes and rate us positively.
And if you do, we will probably pick your question.
You can even leave a question on iTunes.
You can even ask us a question about how to leave a response on iTunes. That would be a great question because we can explain it in a full episode.
Now, are Don or myself, are we going to be offended by these questions?
I don't know. This question, I don't think so.
Is this a question for us or is it a question for you?
It's a question for everybody.
Okay, it's a group question.
This time, but I guess if you wanted to write a specific question.
To a specific person on the show.
Then you could do that.
Okay. All right.
So one more.
Now
time.
We all know this is never going to happen again, and no one's ever going to send us a question. So this could be the only time we ever.
Oh
introduce...
no, we're going to get questions every single week.
I think
week.
We're going to get bombarded with questions.
Like you do a podcast?
Yep.
And what do you mean you do a podcast? like to listen to?
Yeah.
Okay. Does someone actually listen to that?
Okay, Tony, you're
going to
say.
Those are our first set of questions, what but that's
say?
Not the one.
You were saying something?
Oh, I was just going to remind people again how to reach us.
Wow, you want to do it again?
No,
oh, right. I see. That was a joke, huh?
Hey.
About the
hey,
beer
everybody.
Thing.
No, it really wasn't. That was this. He was trying to
totally forgot.
All right. What is the question?
Do
we have music?
I can play some music.
No,
I don't have
no.
a theme for this yet.
Okay, let's
but we'll go ahead and play
let's
one.
Let's work on that for next time.
No, I think I want to play some music now.
All right.
Just because I enjoy it. So this is our new segment.
Little Harmar Superstar.
Listener questions.
And now
the question
listener
is,
questions.
It's Oscar picks time.
Oscar?
Oscar. It's Oscar picks time.
Oscar.
I know you guys watch a lot of movies.
Yeah.
This is honestly the question I was given.
All right.
Would you have sex with a robot if it looked good enough?
Okay. Let me think for a second. I think I have my answer. All right. I think I've got my answer.
All right.
I'm not going to go first. I just want to say that I have my answer. I was given us a little time to think about it.
Is it considered cheating?
That is not part of the... I'm assuming it's not. It's a robot. It's not a real person.
Then you guys know my answer.
I'm pretty sure the answer is yes.
Actually, I'm pretty sure...
Across the table.
I'm pretty sure that Tony is having sex with a robot currently.
I think
Tony,
I would as well.
Tony, take your dick
it's
out
not,
of the TV!
It's not cheating, so why not, right? It's having sex with a robot.
Yes, the answer is absolutely yes.
I just wouldn't want to clean the robot afterwards. That's where I draw the line.
Does it short circuit?
It's got a spray bottle.
Oh.
I don't know if it has a short circuit.
Like, does it look like a human, but it's a robot? Like, you know.
No, it's just I want to put my dick in a Roomba.
Like small wonder. Like small wonder.
No, see that's creepy. Small wonder's a small child, Don.
But
it's an 8-year-old girl.
But she grows up.
That's Radio for Winners. Good night.
She is fantastic.
That's a whole other topic I don't want to get into, Don. Children's television show characters. What if they grew up? Would it be fine?
She's.
I don't want to answer that question.
Made of plastic. There's a microchip here and there. She's a small wonder. Brings love and laughter.
We almost got through a show without him singing, but he had to do it.
I didn't. I spoken word.
That's true. But we knew what you were aiming for.
Spoken word.
So the answer is generally yes.
Yes.
As long as it looks like an 8-year-old girl, we would have sex with a robot. Got it. Okay.
That, no, apparently that's my answer.
That's Don's answer. Oh,
all
man.
Right, we're wrapping up another episode.
Well, wait, we got one more thing.
Yeah, the football picks
football
for this
football picks. So last week we did them, and again, we air the show after the football game, so you know we look like we're really smart. But whatever. So last week we picked all four of the last round of playoff games. Tony was the winner. Mm-hmm. 4 out of 4 mm-hmm. picks.
Way to go, Tone.
I had 3 out of 4 picks because I picked Carolina to beat New England, and that did not happen. And Don got 2 out of 4 because
well,
he picked the Chargers.
I did go with the Chargers, which was the Eagles thing, just to go out on a limb and do it.
And you did prove that to be an incorrect theory, so
I
good.
Did.
You did.
I did. I proved it. It's done. That. We're done with that theory.
And you picked the Colts?
I did pick the Colts, I believe.
Yeah, and they did not win.
They did not win. No, no. My apologies.
So
my apologies.
This week, there's 2 more games in the...
I'm ready to pick this week, and I think I know who's going to win, and I think I'm ready to do it.
All right, so I don't even know what order they're coming in this weekend, so we're going to do them randomly. Pats at Broncos.
Pats at Broncos. Ready, set, go, Broncos.
I say Broncos as well.
I'm going to go with the Pats.
Oh,
what?
Whoa.
That's right.
Whoa, Tom Brady and the underdog Patriots in Mile High Stadium in Denver.
Even though Tom Brady hasn't practiced for some of the days this week, I think I've made a poor choice.
What is the announcer on CBS? I want to choke that guy.
Is it Jim Nantz?
Jim Nantz here with you. Tom Brady, the underdogs here at Mile High Stadium.
It's like they're really in the room, Tony.
Why can't Jim Nantz really fall here from him?
And then you got the 49ers and the Seahawks.
49ers at Seahawks.
It's a rematch of a regular season game I think early in the season. It was part of a bet. I can't remember what the bet was. It was like shaving an eyebrow. The quarterbacks did a bet on this, and I think the 49ers lost.
Yeah, they lost both. They played them twice this year.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
And they lost both times.
That's why I'm not a football expert, because I was like, oh, yeah, they're in different.
The game they played earlier this year, 2 times.
Yeah.
Yes, and I'm so lazy, I'm not even going to add that up.
I'm going to go with the Seahawks on this one. It's in Seattle, and I think they're a better team right now. Don?
Rock Chalk Seahawk.
Look at that.
You see how I stole that
Bam.
From the Jayhawks? You like that?
That's
all you Kansas fans out there.
Tony.
I think I originally picked the 49ers. I'm just going to stick with them.
All right.
All right.
Well, originally we all picked that the Super Bowl would be Broncos 49ers. Yeah. I don't think, there's a chance. If that's the truth, then we all should have gone betting because
we should have. We should have.
But, okay, our picks are in. That's
right.
The end of another episode of Radio for Winners.
That was pretty good. That's pretty good.
Jeremy's been picking the music.
Is this Harry Connick Jr.?
This is Harry Connick Jr.'s first album. See you guys next week.
Bye-bye.
It's a song called Trainwreck.
No, that was the name of the show.
Three, two, one, go.
You can follow... Contact Radio for Winners on Twitter at Radio for Winners, Facebook.com. Search for Radio for Winners, or if you want to send us an email, hit us up on the Gmail, rfwshow@gmail.com.
Well, there you have it, folks. Another happy ending from the good people, Jimmy James Incorporated.